You're listening to Dashboard Confessional, the show from the team behind the dashboard at I Hate Marketing. No growth hacks, no fluff. Just the stuff nobody in marketing wants to say out loud. The dashboard is the one place your whole marketing picture finally lives. Every tool, every channel, every number on one screen for one flat price. $1,800 a month. No seats, no tokens, no nonsense. All right, here's today's confession. The monthly marketing report is fiction, and everyone in the room knows it. There is a ritual that happens in mid-market companies on the last Friday of every month. A marketing lead opens a slide template, pulls a few numbers out of four different tools, drops them next to last month's numbers, colors the good ones green, and presents a story where the trend line goes up and to the right. Everyone in the room nods. Then, everyone goes back to their desks and does not change a single thing based on what they just saw. That deck is fiction. Not because anyone is lying on purpose, because the inputs are broken, the definitions don't match, and the whole exercise rewards a clean narrative over an accurate one. Why the report drifts from reality. Start with where the numbers come from. The website sessions live in GA4. The leads live in HubSpot or Salesforce. The revenue lives in Stripe or your billing system. The ad spend lives in three ad platforms that each count a conversion differently. To build one slide, somebody has to manually grab a number from each, and the moment they do, two things happen. First, the numbers stop agreeing. GA4 says you got 40,000 sessions. The ad platforms, added up, claim they each individually drove most of those sessions, because every platform takes full credit for any click it can plausibly attach to. Your CRM says you got 200 leads. Marketing's deck says 260, because someone counted form fills, and sales deck says 150, because someone counted only the ones that got a real follow-up. Same month, same company, three different truths. Second, whoever assembles the deck gets to choose which version makes it onto the slide. They are not being dishonest, they are being human. When you have three numbers and one of them tells a better story, the better story wins. Over 12 months, that bias compounds into a report that is quietly detached from the business. The tell is that nobody acts on it. Here is the simplest way to know your monthly report is theater. Watch what happens after the meeting. If the answer is nothing, the report was never a decision tool. It was a performance. People built it to prove they were busy and to keep leadership comfortable, not to figure out what to do next. A real report changes behavior. It says, "This channel is quietly dying. Pull budget." Or, "These two campaigns drove the only revenue that closed. Do more of that." Most monthly decks can't say that because the data needed to say it lives in separate tools that were never connected. So the deck retreats to vanity. Impressions, reach, sessions, MQLs, numbers that go up reliably and mean almost nothing. Attribution is where the fiction gets formalized. The deepest lie in the standard report is the attribution model, because it dresses up a guess as a fact. Last click attribution gives all the credit to the final touch, usually a branded search or a direct visit, which means it systematically credits the bottom of the funnel and starves everything that actually created demand. First click does the opposite. Both are wrong, and both are presented in the deck as if they describe what really happened. The honest version of attribution is uncomfortable. You usually cannot prove which touch caused the sale. You can only see the full path and reason about it. But a report that admits uncertainty is a hard thing to present to a board that wants a single, clean number. So the clean number wins. The uncertainty gets buried, and the company allocates next quarter's budget based on a model that everyone technically knows is fiction. What an honest report actually requires. You can't fix this with a better slide template or a more disciplined analyst. The problem is structural. As long as the source numbers live in separate tools that count things differently, every report built on top of them inherits the disagreement. You are stacking a narrative on a foundation that doesn't reconcile. An honest report needs three boring things. It needs every number pulled from one place, so sessions and leads and revenue all reconcile to the same source instead of three. It needs definitions that hold still, so a lead means the same thing in March and in September and in both teams' decks.
And it needs the full path from spend to closed revenue visible in one view, so you can stop guessing at attribution and start looking at what actually happened. None of that is glamorous. It is plumbing. But it is the difference between a report you can act on and a report you perform. The version that doesn't need a Friday. The funny thing about the monthly report is that the monthly part is also fiction. Nobody decided that the right cadence for understanding your business is once every 30 days. That cadence exists because assembling the deck by hand is so painful that doing it more often would burn the whole team out. The frequency is a symptom of the friction, not a strategy. When the numbers all live in one connected place, the report stops being an event. You stop building a story on the last Friday of the month and start asking the data a question on a Tuesday afternoon when you actually have one. Which channel drove revenue that closed last quarter, not just leads, is a question you should be able to ask and answer in the time it takes to type it, not a project you schedule. That is the quiet promise of a single source of truth, not a prettier deck. The end of the deck as a genre. You replace the monthly performance with a thing you can interrogate whenever reality gets confusing, which is most of the time. If your monthly report has drifted into fiction and you are tired of defending numbers you don't fully believe, that is usually a data problem wearing a presentation costume. The dashboard exists to put every one of those numbers in one place so the report can finally tell the truth, even when the truth is boring, especially then. Prefer to listen? This post is an episode of Dashboard Confessional. Listen on Apple Podcasts. Play the episode. That's the confession for today. If your marketing data is scattered across a dozen tools and none of them agree with each other, that is exactly the problem the dashboard was built to kill. One pane of glass. Ask it anything in plain English. Get the truth. See it for yourself at ihatemarketing.ai. Thanks for listening to Dashboard Confessional. We'll see you next time.